It's nice to say it's time for sports. Naomi Osaka has won her fourth Grand Slam title, the Australian Open, today in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3 over Jennifer Brady. A couple of guys play tomorrow. ESPN's Howard Bryan joins us now. Hi there, Howard. I beg your pardon.
Goodness, Scott. How are you?
I'm excited, obviously.
You obviously must have been up all night watching that epic match.
No, but I did get up early, as I happened to come into the show and checked in on it. Naomi Osaka was overpowering in this tournament. At the age of 23, she's obviously on a winning streak. What do we take from her championship win today?
Yeah, well, it's what you take from it is that they're starting to get to be a little separation. There's obviously one person at the king of the queen of the mountain, of course, and it's Serena Williams, and she has been so dominant for so long. And in between that, you've got a lot of depth in the WTA, and now you've got one player who's really starting to separate from the rest of the pack, and it's Naomi Osaka. Not only was she dominant in this tournament, this is her second major in a row. She already won the U.S. Open back in September, and the way she did this was in very much dominant fashion. She not only does she win in straight sets to win the championship, but obviously in the semifinals she destroyed Serena Williams, and in a way that made you look and say, oh, it's one of those matches where you say, oh, not just changing of the guard, but we have one player who's really, really different than the others. And to the fact that she was down in the round of 16, she's down a match point. She's down two match points. She's down 5-3, 15-40 against Garbiñe Muguruza, who also has two, you know, she's got two Grand Slams herself. So it's not like she was playing poor competition. It was, you know, the monster draw there, and she just came through it and wins four straight matches and just finished in such a way where you looked and you noticed that this is a player that is, she's different, no question.
You know, I'm very moved by the fact Naomi Osaka's father has talked about seeing the Williams sisters play when Naomi was, you know, just a gifted youngster and wanting to emulate them. Some observers are inferring significance from Serena Williams' appearance remarks to reporters this week after she was defeated.
Yeah, Serena has not said anything about retiring. And when she walked off the court, she gave a long farewell. When we're at 39 years old, you look and say, okay, next year is a long time from now. And is she coming back? Was she saying thank you or was she saying goodbye? It's going to be speculation all throughout the year, depending on what happens when Serena's going to be 40 in September. So I understand the question about whether or not she's going to play. However, she did not announce her retirement. She's not even hinted at retirement. Mm-hmm. But at this stage, you start to wonder how many more times, especially when you only play these tournaments once a year, you wonder how many more times we're going to see the great Serena Williams. And it was poignant. It was a great tournament for her. It looked like she had a great shot to win this tournament in some ways. And then you start getting to the tail end of that tournament, and you started to see that Osaka, what are you going to do? That she does everything Serena does, but she's 16 years younger. That's a tall ask for a player at that stage in her career.
ESPN's Howard Bryant, thanks so much for being with us. As we said, a couple of guys play tomorrow. Talk to you later, my friend.
Thank you, Scott.